This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
My name's Andrew. Thanks for listening in. We are here from the Ipswich Community Youth Service Get Set for Work program and the Care to Work project, both of which are funded by the Queensland Government under the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. Today we will be speaking with two current participants in our Cert 2 Cookery program, Jamia and Curtis. So listen in to these two chatterboxes. They don't stop talking or laughing. Hello, you two. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good, Andrew. Thank you
pretty
for
good?
Asking.
Yeah, good.
All good, Jamia?
Yep.
All right, you ready to answer some questions?
Yep.
Yeah? Don't be shy. Okay, Curtis and Jamia, both of you can answer these ones. How did you hear about our Cert 2 cookery course?
Well, it was through my auntie. She looked on Facebook.
Yep.
Believe it or not. Yeah, and I thought it'd be a good life lesson to do.
Yeah, okay.
So I chose to
Sweet buddy. What about you, young lady?
I heard about it because just friend of friend.
Friend of friend?
Told me.
Beautiful. What made you interested in the course?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm just used to cooking out of a plastic bag or a can of beans or something. So
something
I guess
simple.
Yeah, something simple. So I guess this is
no
going to be
2 minute noodles.
Yeah, no more. So I guess it's going to be a pretty good experience for me, I guess.
That's good. What about you, young lady?
Oh, I just enjoy cooking.
Just enjoy cooking? Better than school?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, there you go then, eh? How are you finding the course overall? Does it sort of meet your expectations, what it was going to be?
Yes and no. I mean, I guess at the same time, I was expecting to do steak, beef and whatnot, but at the same time, I love making desserts because at the end of the day, I get to eat it, so it's all right. So sweet.
And you got to remember too, this one's more of an entry-level sort of course. It's not like, you know, as you see at TAFE, where our Cert 3, they're our apprentice and trainees, they do the main meals and that because that's what they're sort of, they've got to learn in their trade, whereas we're just entry-level sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What about you, Jamia?
Yeah, it's definitely different compared to school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Better or worse?
Better.
Better?
A lot.
Ah, a lot. That's good. Were you too nervous about starting the course and meeting new people? Did you know anyone prior?
No, not really. It was, I don't know, I didn't really feel anything at the time. I just felt excited to actually do something, you know, something productive, something pretty good.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, like, me and Jamia were talking on the way, you just slotted straight in, even though you started a few days later or whatever.
Like, that's right. I didn't have to take time to get used to everyone. Everyone had to get used to me. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, well, you could probably say that with you. But in a good way, buddy.
Yeah, that's
a good thing. And that's what we like too, young people just coming in, feeling comfortable, be yourselves. So it's good. Yeah, you've done well. What about you, Jabea?
No, I knew no one coming into the course, but everyone's pretty chill. Like, everyone got along really quick.
Yep. And that's what we've sort of been saying since the start. Like, you guys have probably been the best group when it comes to not only your skills and that in class and the work you do, but getting to get along with each other and stuff. Yous all make each other feel welcome and, you know, yous are all outside at lunch breaks and stuff like that, enjoying each other's company. So, and that's what this course is about, because a lot of yous have been, I suppose, out of the school system where, you know, you've been isolated at home and that. So to be with your own peers is what this is about as well. Yeah, so do you think that sort of, that has helped yous?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't really know what to say. I'm not really a school person, but this has been such an eye-opener for me. So it's been pretty fun.
Yeah, cool. How do you find, I suppose, the course compared to school? What's better, what's worse?
School, I don't know. I see school as a prison. They just make you sit there for 6 hours a day and continuously write. This, you actually get to do more productive stuff.
And they don't even teach you about the stuff you even need to know.
That's right.
Yeah, and you were saying earlier about different things, Jamia, in regards to probably more life skills at school they could teach you.
Yeah, like paying bills, how to pay bills and rent.
Yeah, like budgeting, things like that, you know. How to save, how to pay, like, car insurances, things like that. Things that you need in the real world.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that's good. Cool. How have you enjoyed working with the TAFE chefs and the ICYS staff?
They're absolutely terrible. Not joking. they're amazing. It's good because they don't sit there and just yell at you. They actually give you chances to understand what they're doing. They don't, I don't know, they just don't leave you on your own consistently. They're there to help everyone, and it's amazing how
there's
quick...
a lot more support and that around for you and stuff like that.
Yeah, they help and you when you need it.
Yeah, that's right. And they somehow manage to fit in everyone into the one part of helping everyone, if that makes sense.
Whereas a school, I suppose a school class is 30 young people in a class, and the ones that are struggling or falling behind sort of get pushed and left behind.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, yous are all sort of included. Yeah. Do you feel that?
Yeah, and there's not so many people, so it's not just a clutter of people. It's just nice. It's a nice number, 11.
Yep. And I suppose, like you said a minute ago, this probably works out better where it's more practical, hands-on, than being at school where it's more theory-based.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah. So do you think that works a lot better for young people your ages?
Yeah, because Gen Z, I don't know, it's just everyone, I don't understand, it's just everyone, I don't know, no one likes school anymore.
Yeah.
No one likes school, they always want to do something productive. They don't want to sit there for 6 hours a day.
And learn stuff. That's right. That doesn't help.
That's not relevant.
But they're just
going to
forget later on in life, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And, I don't know, school's not a place.
I did say that to Jemaya earlier too, like I'm 50. And I hated school, and probably what I learned at school hasn't really helped me in life either. So, I get where you guys are coming from. And that's why I love sort of working with your age group and, you guys, because, I'm the same as what you guys were. So, good stuff. TAFE's an adult learning facility. Do you find, like, you're treated like an adult and respected in the course?
Definitely. Like, we're not treated like kids, really.
We don't get spoken to like kids. We don't get babied, you know. It's just, it's good. It's amazing.
Yeah, sure. And I suppose completely different to what you did at school?
Yeah. Like definitely. At school, I don't know, the teachers just kind of overruled us when we wanted to be treated like an adult. I don't know.
No, that's just, all right, bud.
It's just hard to explain, like, TAFE gives you more of an opportunity than school, in my opinion.
Yep. Okay. No, they're good answers. So, thanks for that. What feedback would you give to other young people like yourselves about like probably joining this course? Would you recommend it?
Yeah, 100%. I reckon leave school, as bad of an influence as I sound, leave school whenever you get the chance and join TAFE or a university. It's so much better. It is just... it's just more practical.
Yeah.
More things to do, you know, more courses, you know, you can do whatever.
Yeah. There is heaps of opportunities. Like you said, especially for young people, mate, that are struggling or not enjoying school and stuff like that. What about you, Jemaya?
Definitely get out of school. Definitely.
Yeah.
Go and find...
No, that's all right. What did you find sort of tough at school and stuff?
I don't know. Nothing was really tough. It was just the teacher and the people there. They were absolute...
Yeah.
Just... They were irritating.
Yeah, okay.
But...
Yeah. But we're not at TAFE. We're all right.
No, yous are just as worse. I don't know. School, they just don't explain stuff properly. They may, you know, put it on a smart board, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And just, they tell you just to sit there, look at it, write it down, boom, that's it.
And they explain it how they understand it and not how everyone understands.
Not how you understand it and stuff that. Yeah.
And if people were to ask for help, it's like, it's basically just asking, I don't know.
Brick wall.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You're basically just talking to a brick wall.
Whereas do you find, I suppose, at TAFE, like when you ask your... TAFE teachers, your chefs or Carly or myself or something, do you find that you get the right responses that you're after in a 100%. Positive way?
All 100%.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and that's what we want too. Like if we're not doing the right thing, then you guys need to tell us as well. So, what do you think is the best part of the course so far? What are you, 4 weeks into it?
The best part so far would have to be eating the food. It's been amazing. It tastes so good.
There's some good food there. I told you at the start there's good food.
I went and brought myself a little mini bacon and egg muffin.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't think it was going to be that good, but I tell you, it went hard. It slapped. It was good.
Yeah,
it was
amazing. They had some, what did they have the other day? It was a bacon and egg lasagna there too. They looked quite
they had a big,
tasty.
Big bowl of quiche. It was just...
Quiche, there you go.
It was something else. Yep, it was on a whole new level. It was good.
So the food's good that you're cooking and eating.
Foods are good, yep.
Yep. What about you, Jemaya?
Definitely the people.
Yep.
Yep. Definitely a lot of good characters.
Yep. So just all your classmates and stuff like that you've met and stuff?
Yeah.
Here I am talking about
food. Yeah, and teachers still. So, yeah, the teachers are pretty cruisy, aren't they? I told you at the start they're cruisy.
Here I am talking about food.
Yeah, no, you always talk about food, buddy. We're used to that. what's your plans once this course finishes?
Well, I actually do have a job coming up on Friday to possibly be a chef. And I don't know. I don't want to quit TAFE. I want to continue to do my Cert 3. But at the same time, it's just going to be a full schedule. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be as energetic and whatnot when I come into TAFE those other days.
Oh, and that's the thing, mate. Like, you've got a great opportunity here with a good employer in Springfield. Mm. And it'll be an opportunity for you to go and learn some skills in a very busy environment. The establishment that you're going to is well known here. It's very busy. So, yeah, you'll learn skills. And when I spoke to the head chef yesterday, yeah, he said there's a good chance that if you like it and he likes you, there's an apprenticeship waiting for you within a month.
I mean, it was good. I had to help one of the chefs, me and two other mates. But I had to help the chef with the main course meals, grab everything, you know, put it in the trays, and it was good. I could handle that pressure really well because I was always moving. I was always doing something. I never had the chance to stand around and talk.
Yeah.
So, me personally, I think I handled that pressure really well.
You did, buddy. Yes.
And it was good. And it was that's a good why experience.
I put you forward for this current job because you like the pressure, and that's what I said to him. If you're kept occupied and stuff at all times, you'll do really well. Yeah. What about you, young lady?
Maybe just go on to do my Cert 3.
Cert 3 in hospitality, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, make some coffees, serve some customers.
Probably that.
Get casual your RSA. Yeah.
Don't we all casual have a bit of coffee here?
I'll help you get a casual job. Cool. Listeners, we're going to continue asking these two young larrikins a few questions. They're from our Cert 2 cookery. Curtis and Jamia, ready for some get-to-know-you questions?
Good as gold.
Yep. Good as gold? Yeah, righto. Jamia seems a bit nervous over there. Don't be nervous.
Nah.
How about you, Jamia? Straight off. No. Have you ever had a nickname? What is it? How did you get it?
Yes. I've had a couple. I've had Janice.
Janice?
I don't even remember how I got that nickname, but that's one.
Yep.
And probably just... That's about it.
Mia. Do you get called Mia or anything?
Yeah.
Then you don't like it.
I'm the only one that calls her Mia.
What about you, big guy?
Yeah, I've had actually a few nicknames. First off, we're going to start with an obvious one. My nickname was Ranga, and it was given to me by my grandmother back when I was a young fella. And I have Kurt, CJ, and that's about it.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. You got a few. Cool. What's your favourite one out of them?
Probably Ringer.
Ringer?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Oh, well, we'll run with that at TAFE.
100%. Let's go.
Okay, both of you. Who is your hero and why?
Definitely my mum.
Your mum?
Yep.
Yep, why?
She's always been there for me.
She is a legend, your mum. Definitely. I like her.
Awesome.
Yeah, good stuff. What about you, big guy?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go with my dad on this one.
Yeah?
Because, I don't know, he always just seems so... independent. He's good at what he does. He works as the furniture removalist, and he's always he's the favourite one out of that entire depot.
Oh, okay. Like,
he's consistently going away to Mackay, Townsville, Rockhampton. I've actually done this job with him before.
Yep.
And I must say it is amazing. And he's always ready. He's ready on the mark.
Okay.
Ready to go.
That's good. Both of you, great answers. What's your biggest fears?
My biggest fear would have to be not being able to eat the food at TAFE.
Oh, Jesus.
Nah. My biggest fear would have to be ending up alone. Ending up alone by myself, just, I don't know. I see it as I always have to have someone by my side.
Yeah, yeah, yep, yep. You need company and stuff, but that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Yep, what about you, young lady?
Dingoes.
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 Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, where do they come from? What's your fear of dingoes? Why?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Because they're ugly.
Because they eat like babies.
They eat babies.
They eat babies.
They have been on the news a bit for attacking people, so I can see why. What about your dream jobs?
I don't really know. As a kid, I've always wanted to go into the military and, you know, serve the country as a fighter pilot.
Yep.
But at the same time, also a, what's the word, an astrophysicist.
Oh.
I've always been into space and whatnot, black holes, nebulas and all that.
Okay. But there's nothing wrong with that, buddy. Well, you still can work towards it. You, what are you, 17?
Yeah, 16, 17.
Nearly 17, buddy. So you've got a long time to achieve those goals. So keep going towards it. What about you, young lady?
I'm not too sure. Definitely as a kid, I wanted to be a vet.
Vet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
Jeez, I loved animals. A good job. Yeah, well, if you love animals, you were talking about your cat and stuff like that. You love your cat?
A nail stylist.
Yeah. Well, vet's good. They make good money. Yeah, that's good. How would your friends describe you?
Oh, geez. Many things. I'd have to say one of them would have to be annoying, full of joy.
Jamia says that you're annoying.
Oh, I do.
A lot.
My friends describe me as a joyful person. You know, whenever I'm not there, they always say that they all look mopey and all that. I put the fun in funeral the way I see it.
Oh, there you go then.
It's pretty good.
That's all right, buddy. And you got to have that personality. You have got an outgoing personality, so that's good. Jamia?
Oh, I don't even really know.
Hey?
You'd have to ask them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jamia seems like that stuck-up person. No, I'm joking.
She does not.
No, she's a good person, you know. She always says the right things at the right time, you know, gets everyone happy.
Yeah, she's always got a big smile and stuff like that. She's pretty cool.
A good smile.
What makes you both laugh?
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty. The show, Rick and Morty.
I don't know. Russell's nodding, so he knows what
it is. It's a good show.
Okay. What about you, young lady?
Anything, really.
Just probably Curtis, I'd say, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just get a crack up for a second. You watch that? See, told you.
What's your favourite TV show?
Oh, Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. Oh, there you go.
I don't even know.
What do you watch at home? Or are you just always on your phone?
God. I don't know. I watch too many. I watch a lot.
Oh. Okay, then. What about your favourite Netflix show at the moment?
Rick and Morty.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'll have to go with that.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
I'm going to have to go with Canada.
Canada, yeah?
Canada, yeah. It's always snowing. There's a few things that are legal there. And it's just, I don't know, it's just a calm, quiet, collected place. It's just
looks all right, old Canada. It looks beautiful.
It does.
What about you, young lady?
I reckon, like, near a nice beach.
Near a nice beach?
Yeah, like a good, big house, like.
In Australia, outside Australia?
Oh, I reckon in Australia.
In Australia?
Yeah.
Yeah, righto. Okay. That's all right. If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be?
I don't know. Honestly, to do anything for a day would have to be cryptocurrency.
Yeah, okay.
Cryptocurrency.
All right. Jeez.
Bitcoin, mainly Bitcoin or Dogecoin. Bitcoin goes for a lot of money these days, and it's pretty good.
I've got Bitcoin and it's not doing real well.
You need to have a good PC and a lot of internet and a lot of power to be able to mine a bit of Bitcoin.
I don't know that, so I might have to get you to look after my Bitcoin, buddy. Jamia?
I'd probably go tubing.
Buddy?
Tubing.
Tubing.
Like, can you explain what tubing is?
It's like when you get on a boat and then you're like on the little floating thing behind
it. Yeah.
The banana boat.
On the lake or on the
banana boat.
No.
Yeah. So it's getting towed behind the boat on one of those big tubes.
Yeah, and you're like,
yeah, okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool. If you're a superhero, what powers would you have?
It'd have to be invisible.
Yeah, okay.
I'd mess with a lot of people.
I'd be the same boat as you, buddy. I'd be invisible too.
I'd have to. I'd mess with a lot of people. And not only that, it would stop me from getting out of trouble. If someone was looking for me, I'd just go invisible and have to deal with it.
You should be like that every day then. What about you, Jamia?
I'd probably have super speed.
Super speed?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get the tape quicker, not run late every day. Hey?
Yeah, I would just go anywhere.
Yeah, okay. Just run. That's all right. Perfect. What is your favourite game or sport to watch or play?
Are we talking about games as video games?
Yeah, whatever you like.
Favorite video game would have to be Call of Duty.
Call of Duty?
Call of Duty.
Yeah, okay.
Or right. A bit of Six Siege. Oh. Favorite sport would have to be rugby. I used to play rugby myself.
League or union?
League.
League,
yeah. Yeah, I used to play a bit of rugby league in the under 13s division.
Yep.
Won 2 trophies, 2 medals, and a coach's award.
Oh, good effort.
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty good. Good time. But
I'd say you'd have a bit of speed about you by looks here.
Yeah, I also got a few injuries too, but yeah, it is what it is.
What about you, Jabir?
I'll have to go with rugby on that. Yeah, I used to play a bit of rugby.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, gee whiz. Do you have a favourite team you follow?
Yes.
Who?
Up the Eels.
The Eels? Oh,
up
geez.
The Parramatta Eels.
Oh, okay, righto. What about you, Jabir?
Broncos?
Look at the producer over there.
Who we got?
Righto, this is a big question of the day. Producer Russell's question. Marvel or DC and why?
DC.
Marvel.
DC because it's the OG.
No,
it's
like, no. Yeah. Marvel all the way, brother.
We got a bit of fighting here,
you
Russell.
You read the comics. You see so much better stuff in the comics than DC comics. I'm telling you that now.
I'm with Jamia. We're all over it.
Yeah, DC's...
Yep.
You're out.
So who's your favourite character?
Batman?
There you go.
Got to be honest with you on this one, Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. You're getting the thumbs up from him, so you're doing well. Okay, listeners, please note we're getting towards the end of the show here. We have also commenced interviews for the next Cert 2 cookery course that these two can vouch for. That'll be Term 4 and also the Cert 2 in Community Services Early Childcare. That one will be out of the Springfield campus, both commencing next term. Don't be afraid to reach out to us at ICYS to get more information around both these great courses. Thanks to Jamia and Curtis for coming in today. Always great to have current participants. Hey, Russell, in the studio with us. It's been a while since it's happened, so thanks, guys. Well, I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure meeting me.
Thank you.
Yes, it is a pleasure meeting you, buddy. Now, hopefully, yous will come back in the future.
100%.
Cool. As per usual, a big thanks to producer Russell, his management, and the team here at USQ Springfield. Thanks, Russell.
Thank you, Russell.
Always grateful for your continued support to give these young people an opportunity like today, mate. It's been a great experience. So, listeners, that's all we have time for today on the ICYS Layback Hour. Be kind, be safe, and goodbye.
Bye. Catch us later.